just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Too Legit. I'm joined by Triple B.
Special guest in the building. Oh, I forgot to start freaking Periscope.
Oh
my God.
Man, Periscope. Fail.
It is all good. What's going on, Jay? How was your weekend? How was Father's Day? Happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
You too, man. You too. I was pretty good. Woke up to a nice breakfast. Took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Went and got some donuts. What else did I do? Watched Money in the Bank. And then had nachos for dinner, man. It was a good day.
It's freaking awesome.
Just a chill day. You know, I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I'm on that dad grind.
All the time.
All day.
It's like, please take these people away from me.
It was nice to chill. I mean, I played tag with my kids and all. You know, I did some dad stuff still, but it was just real chill.
Do you get a point to when you realize Father's Day quickly becomes Mother's Day because you're back on the same grind with the kids, doing all the house stuff, going out to buy the food, going out to run the errands?
Oh yeah, man, we used to, growing up, that's how my dad always was. He'd be like, because it's funny, you think about it, for Mother's Day, what do? You take her out to eat.
Yeah.
You shower her with gifts. And then on Father's Day, it's like, hey, why don't you go out and grill? Hey, why don't you go out and take the kids outside? Do what you do.
Don't you want to go pick up some barbecue for us and some beers?
Like, hey, why don't you go shopping? Then you could cook. You stand outside. It's 92 degrees in Charlotte. Stand outside and grill. Luckily, I didn't have to do that. My wife just made some nachos. She was like, well, what do you want to do? You know. And I was like, I know if I pick steak or something, like, I'm going to end up having to make it.
To cook the shit.
So I was like, let's just do nachos, man. Just throw some meat and beans and cheese on some chips.
And call it a day.
It was wrapped.
And let's get a 24-pack of some summer beer, some cold.
I didn't even get the Mountain Dew. I just drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't even worried about it.
Man, I had some Quavo I kept in the freezer. It was nice and cold.
Mm. Can't do that.
My buzz got blowed quickly, though. Thank you to my beautiful kids. I love them. Love them. All right, what's on tap for the Rule of Three, the first segment, Jay?
All right, man, so we're going to do our heroes.
Okay.
Our Monday morning blues. We're going to talk some NBA draft. And we're going to talk about that U.S. Open that took place all weekend long.
The U.S. Open. But first and foremost, heroes of the weekend.
It's the Rule of Three Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend.
Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
I never gets old. Ever.
Never.
Every
ever,
week.
Ever.
Great.
I love that, man.
All right, man. So my first hero is, he's so unknown. I don't even know his first name. I just know his name, Koepka. Koepka?
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks. I thought it was Bruce. I don't know. Koepka, man, won the U.S. Open. First time major winner. I think they said it was like the ninth time in a row that the winner of the U.S. Open was like the first time they had won the U.S. Open.
I think so. And then the last seven majors have been all different first time winners.
Like, yeah. Since Jordan Spieth won the U.S. Open over 2 years ago.
And, man, I don't know what's going on with Spieth. But Brooks Koepka, what a round Sunday. He was on the 13th, I think.
A lot of guys like that who haven't been on the big stage, you expect them to fall apart.
Yeah.
But
he played cool.
Because the guy with him fell apart.
Brian Harman. But yeah. Brian Harman don't have the power that Koepka has.
Yeah,
Koepka
he was out driving it by 20 yards.
20
was
easy
crazy.
Yards. And that save on 13 saved the tournament for him. Because then he went on three straight birdies. And I turned away. Because I was like, okay, Koepka or Harman, both of them probably are going to fall back to 11 under. That's going to put Ricky Fowler in position
to win
the damn thing.
Did not happen. So my second one is still from the U.S. Open. I gave it to Hideki Matsuyama. Came in second. He shot 11 or 12 under. And, man, you know he was one over after day one.
Yeah.
Shot a 7 under day two. shot a 2-over day 3, and then shot a 6-under day 4. It was like, man, all you had to do was just par. Just hit even par day 1 or 2, and you could have ran away with this. Mm-hmm. Man, but Matsuyama's never even finished in the top 5 of the major. He's a top 10 player in the world.
He's ranked like, what, 5th or 4th?
I think he's 5th. I think he's 5th in the world.
He's way up there. Hideki Matsuyama's name again?
Yeah, Hideki Matsuyama's like 5th or 6th in the world. I know he's top 10. Still doesn't have a major victory. And was just so close, man. He just needed one more round. One more good round, and he'd have had it. And my last hero of the weekend is LeBron James.
LBJ.
For embracing going bald. You know what I'm saying? It's time. Quit the jokes. It's over. Just take the Bic.
Like, quit the plugs and everything, yeah, and trying to hide it. Just
run it down and be good, man. I love it. Embrace the baldness. Maybe, hopefully one day I don't have to deal with that.
Is that from the Golden State Warriors? Like, my man Draymond Green had tried to troll him about the quickie shirt. We drove you bald.
That was funny.
Oh, man.
The quickie shirt, man, that was just, I mean, I don't know why anybody made a big deal about that. That was funny. LeBron came back with some weak tweet.
That's what she said. Like, come on, bro. We are in middle school
come
again.
On now. This and then is he what hit you is. With the we drove you bald, and that was it. That was it. It was over. Like, you couldn't come back from like, that.
You got whipped. You lost in 5 games.
Who you got? Who are your heroes?
Who are my heroes? Brooks Koepka, Kyle Larson, second win.
I left you the NASCAR. I know you're the NASCAR guy, so I left that
second
for you.
Win of the season. He is great on 2-mile tracks. My wife was rooting for Chase Elliott. She's like, I want Chase to win. He's my favorite young driver. He's in the Cars 3 movie with Chase. Terrible restart.
By the way, shout out Hero of the Weekend. I did go see Cars 3 on Saturday. It was really good. I liked it. Better than the second one. Almost as good as the first one.
The first one is classic. You can watch that one.
But if you go watch the third one and you have any kind of sentimental value, so you got young kids, you've probably seen them all. And maybe not the second one. The second one's kind of garbage. Yeah. It's a hot mess.
I've caught it in bits and pieces, and I pretty much worked it out what it is.
There's a tow truck, becomes a spy.
Right. If you're overseas, what's all this going on?
It's weird. The third one, though, is really good. If you got kids and they like cars, you should go see Cars 3.
I don't know if I have the patience for my kids to go sit in the theater because one of them likes to talk.
How old are your kids?
My daughter will be 5 Friday, and my son is 20 months.
Okay, so my kids are 4 and 2. And, man, I'm going to tell you what. Go early in the morning. So I went on Saturday morning at 10:15. Mm-hmm. My kids were still kind of just had breakfast. They would have full bellies. Mm. Got them some popcorn. It was all good. Plus, if you go real early in the morning, the first showing tickets are only like $5 or $6.
Okay.
So it's a lot cheaper than if you were to go at like 5 on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So go early in the morning. Plus, it's a kid movie, man. There's a bunch of other people with kids in there. There were kids crying and stuff. It wasn't a big deal.
Like, we used to it. We parents.
Yeah. It was like, hey, whatever, man. Nobody got me. It was this one kid who just would not stop talking. I was like, shut
up. See, I'm scared that's going to be my daughter because she loves to talk over and over and over. I'm like, Aubrey, sit down, baby. It's all good. I heard you.
I will say this, though. Make sure. I made this mistake the first time I took my oldest son to the movies. Go to a movie theater where the seats don't flip up because my son didn't weigh enough to hold the seat down. So I had to like hold it down with my hand the whole time.
That sucks.
So if you go to there's one in Northlake, the AMC, I think it's 12 or something up in Northlake. Mm-hmm. The seats don't fold up, so they just stay down. It was good. It was a good time, though.
I'm going to check that out. Yeah, Kyle Larson and who else did I want to give a shout out to?
He took over in points, though, right? He leads everybody in points.
He leads everybody in points with that win. He was telling Truex Jr., it's all about the young guns. I'm going to go see Cars 3. You got me hyped about Cars 3.
Should,
I
man.
Got
it's
to
good.
Go check that out.
I like it.
You
got no more heroes?
No more heroes.
All right, so let's move on to what used to be zeros, but is now the Monday afternoon, morning, evening blues. All right, so you gotta let that. You just gotta let that vibe for a second. That's awesome.
I let it vibe. Wait, my bad.
Love it. Anyways, so we're going back to U.S. Open. Man, Ricky Fowler, man, it was your tournament. You shot 7-under on day 1. Came out day 2. I think you went 1-over.
Yeah, 1-over.
1-over on day 2. Day three went like 4 under, so he was coming in 10 under, 2 shots behind Koepka and Harmon, and another guy named Fleetwood,
who fell apart, and Justin Thomas fell apart.
Justin Thomas and Fleetwood, they were in the first 6 holes, they were gone. They were like 3 over each. It was embarrassing. It was your tournament, Ricky,
mm-hmm.
and you just couldn't do it.
Choke the fuck.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. They said a stat. On day 4 of the U.S. Open, Ricky Fowler has never gone under par. Not once. Can't win majors like that, man. Unless you're Tiger Woods and you're already like 9 strokes in the lead.
Yeah.
That's the only zero I have. I mean, you know, it's quiet.
It's been a quiet,
you know, the NBA Finals are over. We're getting ready for the draft. It's a quiet weekend. It was only really golf, NASCAR. And unless you're into, like, the NCAA baseball championship.
Now, I will say the Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev fight was pretty entertaining. Kovalev punked out near the end. He kept trying to claim Ward. It was hitting him with low blows, so he would fold over and clinch over. And Ward kept catching him with uppercuts. The ref stopped it. And he was like, why you stop him? But dude wasn't throwing punches, and he was folded over. So it's like, protect the boxer at that point. Mm. Way to go, Andre Ward, though. He made him look small. Made him look real weak. That's the only zero I got.
That's all I've got for zeros, man. Not slow sports weekend. We'll see. I'm sure there will be a lot of zeros after the draft. And I'm sure the Hornets will be on there.
Of course.
Speaking of NBA draft talk. Well, actually, first, let's talk about the U.S. Open for 1 second. Man, what's up with golf? What's up with the top players in golf? Yeah, Ricky was kind of hanging around all weekend. Hideki Matsuyama's a top 10 player. He was in the fold at the end. But, man, Fowler missed the cut. Bubba Watson missed the cut. Jason Day missed the cut.
Spieth. Field didn't play.
I don't think Spieth.
Spieth was there, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, Spieth didn't miss the cut. Phil wasn't even there. He went to his daughter's graduation. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, you wasn't going to win this tournament anyways. So it don't matter.
Did you see the par 5 18? 700 yards damn near. Phil isn't driving 700 yards.
Guys like Bubba Watson, like it was meant for him. Dustin Johnson,
the long hitters, like this was a yardage course. I know some of the hole placements were tricky.
They let that fescue get in their head, man, that real tall rough.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, come on, man. Golf, these top players got to get into it. And there was actually a guy, man, I don't remember who tweeted, but he tweeted at Ricky, or not Ricky Fowler, he tweeted at Rory McIlroy and was like, I guess four majors and $100 million in the bank is enough. He doesn't look like he cares anymore. And all, man, I keep forgetting his name. All he had to say back was, all McIlroy had to say back was, actually, it's more like $200 million. I don't know if he won or lost that argument.
I think he won that argument because he still has major championships. He just, you short me $100 million, fool. Yeah, you had to make sure you got my numbers right.
But you know what? That guy may not be wrong. Maybe he don't care as much no more.
I mean, if you've done it all.
But he hasn't done it all.
He's won majors. He's won tons of money.
He ain't never won. He has the epic collapse at the U.S. Open.
True that. But he still has time. Rory's 25, 26. Golf is a tough sport. It's hard to win consistently. You're right.
I think when people judge golf now, man, it's kind of like getting over the Tiger era, where it's like him or the field. It's like that's not how it's going to be anymore. You're going to see these guys win one. You're going to see a Spieth. You know, people were talking about, oh, that's Spieth, the next Tiger. Can he win all 4 majors in a single year? It's like, well, Tiger didn't even do that. Calm down. Mm-mm. He won 2. And now he's just finding his way, man. He's 22 years old.
And he still has nightmares about number 12 at the Masters 2 years ago. There's no way you get over
there. He did it again this year.
There's no way you get over that. Like you said, he did it again this year.
Fell apart. It just, golf, you're getting to the point where you just got to like golf. Now, I like golf. I only really watch the majors. I might watch, you know, if I check the leaderboard on a Sunday and there's a couple good guys I like Fowler, I like Matsuyama. Mm-hmm. I'll check it out even if it's the Buick Open or the Arnold Palmer Invitational, whatever.
Yeah.
But PGA Championship in Charlotte this year.
That's going to be huge. I mean, if the quality of golf was like anything close to what it was at the U.S. Open, we should have a good PGA Championship. Now, can we get some of the top 10 to be involved on Sunday?
I mean, that's what you'd like.
Like,
that, couldn't that's what
your
golf
final
needs.
Three pairings be your top six?
Yeah, the final three pairings were like Fowler was the only guy. You're talking about that one, the Fleetwood guy. Never heard of him.
Justin Thomas was in the final group, I think. Who was Fowler with? Siwoo Kim?
Siwoo Kim was with Fowler, and he
bottomed out, too.
He's probably the reason Ricky messed up, because he just was like, Although, it was funny, Fowler went 7-under day one. He was paired with Hideki Matsuyama, who went 1-over. And Hideki Matsuyama ended up beating him by, like, 5 strokes at the end of the weekend anyway.
And the money difference from second place to where Ricky Fowler finished is huge. Like, Brian Harman almost gave it away.
$2.2 million, and then Hideki Matsuyama pulled out $1.1 million, and I think Ricky took home like $500,000. That's big. That's about $600,000 difference.
You got to make sure you get those places. I don't know, American sports, like, we are still stuck in generation. Like, the NBA got it right, even though it's only two teams that can win in the NBA. They have stars, superstars that are larger than life that can. Okay, we don't care if it's only two teams that's competing for the championship. We're still going to watch.
Yeah.
Because look who's playing.
You'll watch. You will always watch. And that's a good transition. Because I think that this draft, with the free agents and the trades that can be moved around, I think there's some things that could shake up the NBA, and I hope, and I bet you the NBA is wishing that would happen. All right, so we're getting into the NBA draft, which I believe is Thursday night, 8 o'clock on ESPN. Check it out. It'll probably be – they try to style their TV show like the NFL draft. It will never be as big because it's not the NFL, but yeah, it's pretty good. All right, so we got to talk about, first of all, that 76ers-Boston Celtics trade. They swapped the 1 and the 3, and I believe the 76ers gave them the first round next year?
Next year. If it's, but that's only if it falls like 2 to 5. If not, then it's the 2019 pick.
Yeah, and then it's unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. All right, so who do you think won that trade?
Wow, it's hard to say. And I know every show is, it's hard to say. Just looking at it, I think the Celtics won.
I do, too.
Because they weren't in love with Markelle Fultz. I think, nope, they want Josh Jackson, but they didn't want Josh Jackson at 1.
I think they want Tatum.
Or Tatum. Either way you go, you get them at 3, you get an extra pick. And yeah, worst case scenario,
now there's
you got more stuff to trade.
Now there's talks that they might take Tatum and then trade four first-round picks to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. I think somebody just made that up, and it's kind of rolled.
Been rolling. I'm like, okay, if I'm the New Orleans Pelicans and I'm trying to sell tickets to my fans, who in the hell am I advertising? We got
DeMarcus Cousins. Boogie.
Boogie didn't sell tickets in Sacramento. You got Anthony Davis, what a superstar when he's healthy.
We'll see, man. I don't know.
Our 4 first-round picks that we acquired from Boston, and Tim Smith or Tim Floyd or whoever that was playing guard from them for the D-League, and Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
I got to sell tickets
The fake Uncle Drew.
That's ludicrous. I am not trading Anthony Davis 4 years into his career. And I think he can bring me a championship. No way.
Uh-uh. The number one reason I think the Boston Celtics won this trade easily is I just can't invest the number one pick on a dude who won 6 games in college. I can't. You can show all the potential and the talent you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about, and although I don't like him and his family, the Balls, you're talking about Markelle Fultz goes to Washington, wins 6 games, okay? Lonzo Ball went to UCLA and took that team from winning like 10 games to making it to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
They were number one in the nation. They went to Kentucky earlier in the year, yes, and beat the hell out of Kentucky.
Now, Kentucky returned the favor.
Kentucky returned the favor, definitely. But
on the bigger stage, but besides the point, you still went into a young kid, freshman, went into Kentucky, took his team, and beat Kentucky. That's a hard thing to do.
In Rupp Arena. Like, that's really tough
to do. That's a tall task. And that's why Boston not having to take Fultz. And I'm going to tell you what, man. You know who really is winning this draft right now? The Suns. Because they just get whoever's left. Because there's about 5 guys in this draft who are – I don't think any of them are going to be LeBron James or all-star.
There's potential superstars.
Yes,
but
there are definitely high-level role players who are going to contribute to your team for the next 10 years. And it's Fultz, because he does have the talent to score. Ball has the talent to run a team. Tatum, Josh Jackson, Jim Jackson.
Jim Jackson was awesome, too.
Jim
though.
Jackson was great. Josh Jackson and De'Aaron Fox. So the Suns are now sitting there looking at it and just they get to take whoever they want. All right.
The Suns are young, too, man. The NBA is in the right direction.
So who do you think – I think we kind of tipped our hats to this. So who do you think the Celtics are taking at three?
It's got to be Tatum, man. I would take Jason Tatum, even if I had the first
pick. I like Jackson a little better. It's funny that you said Jackson originally. I said Tatum.
And now we switch.
I actually like Jackson a little bit better, but I would actually take De'Aaron Fox. I think De'Aaron Fox is the most talented player in the draft.
I think he's got the best defensive upside to him. Like, he can stay in front of anybody.
All right, so we got two more things to talk about here before we move on to the next segment. Paul George tells the Pacers he's out. He's out after this year. What should the Pacers do, and where should Paul George try to play this season? Or where will he play this season?
The Pacers.
Pacers should trade him.
They got
now.
To get rid of him. They got to get him out of there.
Because I heard somebody say today, the minute he announced that he was opting out, his value in a trade just plummeted. And especially because he came out and said, I want to play for the Lakers.
A specific destination. Like, if that team ain't trading for you, then all the 29 other teams are taking a gamble.
He's either going to play for the Lakers, the Pacers, or the Cavaliers. Because the Cavaliers are the other name in this trade rumors that are popping up.
Unless Boston decides they want to jump in. But I can't see Boston doing that.
I think Boston's trying. I think they're fixated on signing Gordon Hayward and trying to get Jimmy Butler. I think, and you know what? I think that's what they should do. Because I think Jimmy Butler is a better player than Paul George.
I think LeBron should go to Boston. All those young, versatile defensive guards that could actually help defend Golden State?
So you say Boston. See, I'm thinking if Paul George does end up at the Lakers and they get Ball, and then LeBron and you're like, I go live in L.A. I got a house out there. Ain't got to buy no property.
But, you know, that young talent isn't ready to win, and LeBron will be 34 by the time all this happens. So that window has got like this now.
But,
I mean,
you know,
the Clippers make sense, but do you dare go to the team where Chris Paul and Blake Griffin get hurt every year? It's a trend. Yeah. They get hurt every year. It's a guarantee. And Chris Paul is past 30 as well.
All right, so who do you think ends up with Paul George?
I think he he ends up in Cleveland, man.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a one-year rental.
It's
got to
be Cleveland. It's a rental, and they're going to see if they can win one more for the land, and then all bets are off next offseason.
The 2 years from now, that free agency
all
is going to be crazy.
Off.
Paul George, LeBron James.
It's let's just all go to the Lakers.
I know, right? They're all going to end up on the Clippers.
Boogie Cousins says, hey, I want to go out there too with y'all. Why not?
I've made a bunch of money doing nothing. Let's try to win some
titles. And see, a good GM, you know, you can give LeBron one-year deals. You pay him, but you give max long term to Paul George and Boogie Cousins, and you could pay them towards the end of their contract after LeBron is retired and stepped away from your team.
I love it. All right. Got anything else, man?
That is it, man.
All right. That is going to do it for this segment, episode of the Rule 3 to Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, Too Legit.
I am Big Shot, Triple B, whatever you want to call me. Call me ugly, stinking, nah.
Don't call him that.
Don't call
me
that.
He's beautiful, Big Shot. That's what you got to do. All right, next segment, we're going to do my questions of the week, which I don't tip my hand to. I like to surprise Big
Damn
Shot.
Damn it, man. Just a couple pins.
We're going to also going to do our top five wide receivers going into next season, and I'm sure we will veer off into some other random stuff, as we always do. All right, that is going to do it. Good day. We'll be right back.